Alright everybody, what's going on? Welcome to another edition of Jump Ball, brought to you by Ballers FTO. I would like to start off by apologizing. I have been a little bit absent in the past week. My apologies, I was a little bit sick and it was a little too raspy to hear me over the air. So I just thought that we can consolidate, we can do two shows in one this week. What we're going to do is we're going to be talking about the LA Clippers first, when they came to Toronto Sunday, aka Super Bowl Sunday, and then we will be talking about the Toronto Raptors and the Philadelphia 76ers. So let's jump right into it. The LA Clippers came to town Sunday, February 3rd, aka, like I said before, Super Bowl Sunday, and you want to know what? It was a packed house. Not that I was surprised. Toronto loves the Raptors, but I did think that, you know, it wouldn't be as full as it were Super Bowl Sunday, and the game was at 3 o'clock and Super Bowl started at 6:30. So I was very impressed with Toronto fans. Good on you guys being very, very loyal to your one and only NBA team. I would also like to shout out Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is a Canadian who grew up in Hamilton. He is a rookie on LA, and I mean, I'm going to say this now. This man is on fire, and thank you, NBA, for naming him a rising star as well as a participant in Charlotte. That's coming up next weekend, February 15th, 16th, 17th. And as you Canadians know, that is Family Day weekend. So you got that extra day on Monday to travel back from North Carolina, get settled in, and back to school on the 19th. Now, before we jump into it, speaking of the Clippers, the other LA team, the Clippers, before heading to Toronto on the 3rd, they had the largest comeback in franchise history after a 25-point deficit. That's pretty impressive. That I'm down with. And you want to know what? Good. Because I think there needs to be a little bit of a positive outcome, a positive story coming out of the LA area. Now, let's jump into it, though, because I'm sure you guys are very anxious to hear about the Sunday game. It was a great start to the first game of the month, and the Toronto Raptors, although it was a gloomy gray day, they pushed through and they didn't let that stop them. But my confusion there was, what do you do when a Canadian is playing against the home team, which also happens to be Canadian? Who do you cheer for? Do you cheer for Shai or do you cheer for the Toronto team? I think that's something that a lot of Raptors fans were conflicted about during that game, where when Shai scored a point, do you clap or do you boo? I mean, he's the opposing team, but again, he is Canadian. So that I still haven't figured out. I may have to get back to you on that one. Or hey, let's just cheer for both. We can cheer for both, can't we? You know what? Let's cheer for both, because I personally wanted to cheer for Shai, and I also wanted to cheer for the Raptors, because I mean, we're in Toronto. This man was raised 30 kilometers outside of Toronto in Hamilton, Ontario. So big ups to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who had a game high. Now we'll get to his game high points later in this podcast, but this is the Clippers. This was the second game of a 6-game road trip for the Clippers, and it would be just as important as any. Now, I did speak to assistant coach Rex Kalamium, and he said, you want to know what? We were tired. I know it was only our second game, but we were tired. That is why we lost 121-103. And it's true. I mean, it's also a mental thing. When you're on a 6-game road trip, whether it be the first game, the last game, or whatnot, your mind gets tired and your legs, they do get tired. So I personally really enjoyed watching the game. Some of the LA Clippers fans weren't too thrilled, but again, very entertaining. The last time these two teams played, Toronto won 123-99. There was no Kyle Lowry as he was out with a sore lower back. Now it seems that it's kind of seesaw going back and forth with this lower back injury. And we can talk about, as you all know, we can talk about this Kyle Lowry possible trade for Memphis Grizzlies. Mike Conley, to start the game, Green dropped Tobias Harris at the arc and put up the bucket. And then, you know what, he's a nice guy. So he wanted to share the love. He then dished it out to Van Fleet for a corner tray ball, giving the home team a lead in 19-11. Now, no starters were on the court after the first quarter buzzer. Why? Well, because Nick Nurse is a magician and he wants to switch things up and move things around and confuse everybody in the league. On the court steps DeLon Wright, who fancies in the paint with a spin move, getting the bucket. And although the points may not reflect what I'm about to say, DeLon Wright had a fantastic game. Sunday versus the Clippers, and honestly was probably one of the most enjoyable to watch. He finished with 14 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. And for the record, no, I can't decide between lemon or lime, OG. That's why I choose Sprite. It's both lemon and lime. Raptors fans, you'll understand that. Other fans, Google DeLon Wright, OG Anunoby Wright campaign, and you'll get it. Maybe you'll chuckle a little bit. Fun fact, Lou Williams was back in town, and he, who was a former Raptor from 2014 to 2015, has won 6th Man of the Year twice. Once in 2015, and once last year, 2018. Now, Jamal Crawford, who is still active, has won the award 3 times, and as of this podcast, is the leader. I mean, I don't know, I don't see Lou taking it this year, 2019, but you never know. He could tie Jamal Crawford, and then whoever retires first, that's on them. Back to the game, Leonard drills a 3 over Avery Bradley to come off a timeout, and then the very next possession, drills another. Kawhi came to life in the second quarter, which was a relief because last game versus Milwaukee on January 31st, he only put up 16 points, disrupting his 20 plus point consecutive game streak. I don't think he's going to make that mistake again as he put up 18, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. Now we can't forget about one of this year's biggest all-star game snubs, Tobias Harris. No, we are not related, but we do play ball the same. Speaking of all-star snubs, Pascal Siakam had a game for the books. I mean, he looked like he were hurting a little bit in the second quarter, but he continued to play through it. And I think that's something that everybody admires about Spicy P is he came up from the Raptors 905, the G League team, and he's playing like he doesn't want to go back. He's playing like, you all know I'm here to stay, and if anything happens to me, well, that's going to be a mistake on your part. And I really, really, really... Again, not because I'm Canadian, I'm not biased about this, but I really hope that he wins Most Improved Player this year because he deserves it. And I really can't see anybody else taking this and feeling good about it. Spicy P contributed 15 points, 4 rebounds, and Harris, 13 points and 4 rebounds. So similar stats, and I do think that they both should have been going to North Carolina this All-Star break. What was nice about, again, Nick Nurse switching everything up, switching lineups up, is it's always a surprise. You never know. You never know if you're going to get All-Star Kyle Lowry with rookie Malachi Richardson, or you're going to get all rookies. And I think that we need to pay attention to this one substitution that Nick Nurse did. We have Boucher, we have the Sprite brothers, Mike Scott, all check in. Now, Mike Scott is from LA, but just the fact that everybody had checked in at that moment with a minute to play in the half. Toronto was then up 14 at the half, so maybe he thought, we got this, I'll let some players get some playing time. Coming back from the break, Gilgeous Alexander was hot. As a rookie on the squad, he is showing huge leadership skills and passion as he puts up a game-high 19 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Again, going back to what I said in the beginning of this podcast is, this guy, he may not be in the running for Rookie of the Year. We all know Luka Doncic may take that, and Trae Young, but he should definitely be an honorable mention because I think he's keeping this LA Clippers team alive. Fun fact, not so much fun as admirable. Chris Boucher were sitting waiting to sub into the game, and I noticed Coach Nick Nurse walk over to him and help him up, and I'm sure to tell him not to sit and be ready to go in and then extend his hand to help Boucher up. I think that's something so special for the fans and the players to see that Nick Nurse didn't just yell, say, Boucher, get up. Or, you know what I mean? He literally walked over, extended his arm, and said, what I can imagine, I mean, I wasn't that close, but what I can imagine, say, get up, you're about to go in. You know what I mean? Get ready. And I think that's so positive, especially for young players. So shout out to Nick Nurse for being a great role model to the whole team as well as the young guys. Beverly went straight for Ibaka's arm to show some very unsportsmanlike behavior. I mean, unless his hand-eye coordination is that off, then in that case, I think Beverly should probably go see an eye doctor because Ibaka stayed down for a few moments after heading to the line. There he hit 1 of 2, 50% from the line. Needs to get a little bit better, but I think all around Ibaka is a fantastic player and great for this Toronto squad. Now, Beverly's not done because shortly after, and I don't think this time it were intentional, but he then fouled Fred VanVleet for his third of the game, and Tobias Harris, who also picked up his third personnel before checking out with 2:20 to play in the third frame. Now, if I can go a little bit off track here, whenever I see majority of players chuck into the game, they take off their sweats, they get ready to go in, and they just throw them on the ground. Even if the person, I'm not quite sure what you call them, but even if the person who collects them is standing there with their hands out, waiting to grab their shirt or their pants, and they just toss it on the ground. I don't like that. I'm a huge fan of respect. You guys just heard what I had to say about Nick Nurse bringing Boucher up, telling him to stand up, get ready to go in the game. And then you see players do this. These are real people. These are not just robots that are gonna pick up your crap or your mom who, or whoever, or your parent or your dad who will do whatever you say because you're too hectic to argue with. I think that it needs to be written in the NBA guidelines and the rules. Respect your peers, respect your coaches, respect your players, and respect the people who are working for you. I mean, well, you can just be a grown man and take your clothes off and put them on your seat. I mean, these people, I know, I understand they're getting paid, but you don't gotta disrespect them like that. So that's something that bothers me, and I hope that the NBA will fix that very soon. Fast forward to the fourth quarter, OG picks up his fifth foul of the game with just under 9 to go. It wasn't just him though. It were raining fouls in the fourth quarter. And thankfully for Toronto fans, no one fouled out except Montrezl Harrell of the LA Clippers, which, I mean, hey, if you Clippers want to foul out, Toronto fans are more than happy. The Raptors 905 player Jordan Lloyd checks into the game with 4:10 to play, and Bonjour Boucher and Mr. McCaw. These two teamed up in the fourth to give the crowd something to cheer for, and I think it was fantastic to see the chemistry that these two had. You can see them connecting, and I can see them putting on a show in the future. Boucher, Montel, Ahu, 8 points and 4 rebounds. That's 8 points and 4 rebounds. I tried to speak a little bit of Francais there. Now, Toronto had led the whole game, well, I mean, since it were 10-9, and they kept the lead until the final buzzer for what you would define as a blowout. Now, don't forget, after the game was done, it was Super Bowl, so that arena cleared out real quick. And it was probably, again, one of the most boring Super Bowls ever, but you don't need to hear that from me. You guys can jump to the next page and check out some shows that Barn Burner has. And you want to know what? They'll tell you a little bit more about it. The Raptors made their way down to the city of brotherly love, where they were hopeful to find Kendall Jenner, but didn't have such luck sitting courtside cheering on her boyfriend, Ben Simmons, in the 76ers. Tip-off was at 8. Simmons joins fellow teammate Joel Embiid as a reserve for the NBA All-Star weekend coming up in Charlotte. Now, don't forget the All-Star Draft. Don't forget the All-Star Draft airs February 7th at 7 o'clock p.m. on TNT. You will then find Giannis Antetokounmpo as well as LeBron James make their pick. Now, Giannis has been said that he wants Steph Curry. Steph Curry is his number one pick. Let's see who gets to it first. Again, the Raptors won against the Clippers, 121 to 103. Now let's jump over to Tuesday, February 5th. First off, I would like by saying Happy Chinese New Year to all around the league. And Toronto takes their second win of the month, going 2-0 in February, which is looking and sounding a lot like their November selves. It's the year of the pig, and it's been said, in order to bring as much good luck as possible to your year, it's a good idea to attend happy events such as weddings or family gatherings. I would like to say happy events such as basketball games. So, looking at the records, these two teams, it didn't seem that they were too different from one another, number-wise. Toronto's record was 38-16, while Philly's was 34-19. Toronto is now 39-16. Philly is now 34-20. Now, before tip-off, Philly was 3.5 games behind Toronto. They are now 6. They jumped a whopping 2.5 games behind them. No JJ Redick for the Sixers, but I'm sure all the Philly fans would have appreciated JJ Redick's attendance. Kyle Lowry, you can see he was in his prime. Despite all the trade talks, Philadelphia is Kyle Lowry's hometown, and you can see that he was definitely feeling at home. I'd like to start out this portion of the show by pointing out how key Serge Ibaka is to this Toronto team. In Sunday's game versus the Clippers, he put up 16 points, 12 rebounds, and he does that consistently. It was Ibaka versus Embiid for the jump. And, well, I mean, the 2019 All-Star won, aka Embiid, but that didn't mean much, seeing as Toronto outscored Philly 40-28 in the first quarter alone. Fun fact, Danny Green will be participating in this year's 2019 Mountain Dew 3-point contest. His company includes the Curry Brothers, Dirk Nowitzki, who was a last-minute shoe-in, Kemba Walker, and others. Kawhi graced us with his presence, putting up a fight as he normally does, especially this season versus 76ers. He's averaging 33.5 points per game. Leonard gets a bucket to go when he matched up with Simmons in the first, and there he goes having yet another 20-plus point game. He finishes with 24 points, 3 assists, and 7 rebounds. Okay, this is good. This is good. This is Toronto getting back in their groove, and who knows, maybe moving back up to the first place spot. Right now, they're third in the league behind Milwaukee and Golden State, but you never know, there's still lots of time. I mean, some say the league doesn't even start until after the All-Star game, so they still got some time. Toronto has won 11 of their last 16 games. Back to talking about Nick Nurse and his specialty lineups. It was Powell, Van Fleet, Wright, and Anobi joining Ibaka on the court, looking to keep the lead up through the second quarter. OG and Jimmy Butler take a spill, but it was also nice to see them kind of take a moment and take a breath as they do lay on the floor laughing at one another. It was a little bit of a funny mix-up, and so I'm glad to see that. Again, you guys are fighting for the win, but you can still have fun and see the good in the game. Kawhi shortly after gets sent to the line and hits both shots, giving the Raptors their biggest lead of the game with 19 points. It was all sunshine and lollipops for Toronto up until the third quarter, when Serge Ibaka received his fifth foul, and you knew it was becoming because him and Embiid were being physical the whole game. It was just a matter of time. As he were walking off the court, you could see him pleading his case, but Mark Davis had made up his mind and there was absolutely no turning back. Now, Ibaka did come back later in the game, but only for 7 minutes. He finished with 20 points and 10 rebounds, having the highest plus-minus rating of the game. Joel Embiid takes a step up to the stripe to add to his game-high 37 points, 13 rebounds, going 14 from 15 from the line. And you wanna know? I guess that's why he's an all-star. He will lead the 76ers to the playoffs, mark my word. Let's talk about Siakam. I mean, how can we not talk about him? He then heads to the line after being fouled by Korkmaz, but ends up missing both shots. That's so unlike Siakam, so that was very shocking to see. But I mean, you know what? We're all allowed a little whoopsie once in a while, and this was his whoopsie. Keeping the score 93-80 and sending him off the court in exchange for OG. This wasn't Siakam's best game, but still a great effort for the 2019 Most Improved Player, in my opinion. He did contribute 16 points and 6 rebounds. Last but not least, guys, let's not forget about your favorite Aussie, Ben Simmons, who is a first-time All-Star, averaging 21 points and near 10 rebounds. He brings it across the timeline to finish with a two-handed dunk, trying not to make this game a blowout. It is now 86-100 for Toronto. It may not have been a blowout for the Toronto Raptors, but they won this one by a lot. A lot. So maybe next time, maybe in the playoffs. We all know this postseason for the East is going to be intense. So make space on your DVR now. The Raptors head to the city where the most boring Super Bowl took place on Sunday, aka Atlanta, where they will meet the Hawks for the third time this season and hope for a sweep. I mean, maybe if they win, it'll entice Vince Carter, aka Kid Canada, Air Canada, to come retire in Toronto. Chris Bosh just got his jersey retired in Miami. It only seems fitting that Vince will be the first to have his hung as a Raptor. That's right, you heard me. No Toronto Raptor has ever had their jersey retired. So, I mean, being the first could be pretty great, but he's got to come back here first in order to do so. Don't forget, tip-off is at 7:30. Toronto took this one 119-107. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you later. Have a good one.